Good afternoon, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Koine Greek, the language of the New Testament, has three words for our one English word, love. Eros, which denotes physical or romantic love. Philia, which means the love of friendship. And agape, which we usually translate as charity. It is agape, or charity, which Jesus used when he gave his disciples the new commandment, love one another. What kind of love is charity? We all know the beautiful hymn to charity in the 13th chapter of St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, which is often read at weddings. If I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not charity, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. There are many other beautiful meditations on charity, often inspired by St. Paul, and among them is one by the Curé d'Ars, St. John Vianney, which I would like to share with you today. Ah, dear Lord, writes St. John, how many Christians are damned through lack of charity. No, no, my dear brethren, even if you could perform miracles, you will never be saved if you have not charity. Not to have charity is not to know your religion. It is to have a religion of whim, mood, and inclination. Without charity, you will never see God. You will never get to heaven. Give away your wealth. Give generous alms to those you love or who please you. Go to Mass every day. Go to Holy Communion every day if you wish. You are only hypocrites and outcasts. Continue on your way, and you will shortly be in hell. Ah, unhappy sinner, say rather that you have no charity, and that you are but a miserable creature who loves only those who agree with your own sentiments and enter into your interests, who never go against you in anything, who flatter you on the subject of your good works, who love to thank you for your kindnesses, and who give you plenty of attention and recognition. You will do everything for such as these. You do not even mind depriving yourself of some necessity to help them. But if they treated you with contempt or returned your kindness with ingratitude, you would no longer love them. You would never wish to lay eyes upon them. You would avoid their company. You would be very happy to cut short any dealings you have with them. Ah, dear God, what false devotions these are, which can only lead us to a place among the outcasts. If you have any doubt of this, my dear brethren, listen to St. Paul, who will not lead you astray. If, he tells us, I should give my wealth to the poor, if I should work miracles by raising the dead to life and have not charity, I am nothing other than a hypocrite. But to convince you even more firmly of it, go over the whole of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Consult all the lives of the saints. You will find nothing in them which does not conform with this virtue. No, you will not find one of them who did not choose to do good to someone who had done them harm. Look at St. Francis de Sales, who tells us that if he had only one good work to do, he would choose to do it for someone who had done him some wrong, rather than for someone who had done him a good service. Alas, my dear brethren, the person who has no charity goes far afield for evil. If someone does him some harm, you see him examining all his actions. He judges them, he condemns them, he turns all to evil, and is always quite certain that he is right. But, you will tell me, there are plenty of times when you see people doing wrong, and you cannot think otherwise. My good friend, because you have no charity, you think they are doing wrong. If you had charity, you would think quite otherwise, because you would always think that you could have been mistaken, as so often happens. And to convince you of this, here is an example which I beg of you never to efface from your minds, above all when you think that your neighbor is doing wrong. It is recounted in the history of the Fathers of the Desert that a hermit named Simeon had remained for many years in solitude when he got the idea of returning to the world. But he asked God that men should never know his intentions during his lifetime. God granted him this grace, and he went into the world. He used to pretend to be a fool, and he delivered the possessed from the devil, and he cured the sick. He used to go into the houses of women of evil life and make them swear they would love him alone, and then he would give them all the money he had. Everyone looked upon him as just a hermit who had become eccentric. They saw him every day, this old man of more than 70 years old, playing with the children in the streets. At other times, he plunged himself into the midst of the public dances, moving around with the crowd while he spoke to them and telling them clearly what wrong they were really doing. But they only looked upon what he said as coming from a fool and simply despised him. At other times, he climbed onto the stage and threw stones at all those who were down below. When he saw people who were possessed of a devil, he fell in with them and imitated the possessed as if he also were one of them. He was seen to be hurrying into the inns and mixing with drunkards. In the markets, he rolled around on the ground and did 1,000 other things which were very extravagant and extraordinary. Everyone condemned him and scorned him. Some looked upon him as a fool. Others thought him a libertine and a bad character who deserved only to be locked up. And yet, my dear children, despite all this, he was actually a saint who sought only scorn to win souls for God, even though everyone judged him to be bad. This shows us that although the very actions of our neighbors appear bad to us, we must not ourselves judge them to be bad. Often we judge things to be bad, while in the sight of God, they are not so. Yes, my dear children, anyone who has charity does not see the faults of his neighbor. Whoever possesses charity is sure that heaven is for him. This is the happiness which I desire for you. Well, the stories of the desert fathers are often told more for our instruction than our imitation, and we may not all be called to follow the antics of Simeon the Hermit, but we are all called upon to have the humility to judge ourselves before we judge others, to pray for the conversion of sinners, and to love others as Jesus loves us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.